Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Kitten and the Night Watchman. The story was written by John Sullivan and it's illustrated by Taeyang Yu. And I think we can tell a lot about this story just from looking at the cover, wouldn't you agree? Yeah, what do you see going on here?
There's a man with a flashlight looking at a kitten.
A man with a flashlight. Yeah, because what time of day is it?
Night.
It's night. He needs the flashlight, right? Mm-hmm. I bet that might be why they call him the Night Watchman. Okay, so today's story, Kitten and the Night Watchman, is read by Mommy and...
the skinny man. The fattest skinny man.
The fattest skinny man? I love it. Right
here.
Fattest
skinny man in the world.
In the world. Even better. The fattest skinny man in the world.
Where's that from? Oh, and Daddy.
And Daddy. He's in the house. Do you want to tell us where that character is from?
You.
Me, I should say it. It's from a book that another book that we're reading on our spare time when we're not reading this. It's called The Phantom Tollbooth.
Oh, right.
Now, on to the story about this kitten, shall we? Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The night watchman hugs his wife and children. Oh, he's got a wife and he's got two kids, doesn't he? And drives to work. And look, in the picture, we can see the sun is setting. He has a blue car, doesn't he? Every hour, he makes his rounds alone. Oh, yep. He must work. In the picture, we can see where he works is at a construction site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a bunch of construction vehicles.
Oh, that reminds me of that other book.
Good night, construction
yeah.
site? Yeah. I wonder if he puts the construction trucks to bed. What do you think? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
He checks the doors. Make sure they're locked. He checks the workshop. Make sure nobody's still in here. He walks past the vehicles in need of repair. And there goes the birds. Cuddy, cuddy, cuddy. He surprises a killdeer. A killdeer is a kind of bird. This, in the picture, we can see the bird.
Why is it called a killdeer?
Why is it called a killdeer? I don't know. That's a really good question.
Maybe because it kills deer?
I don't think it does. I don't think it does. It's not nearly big enough. But it does do something. Stars twinkle. The full moon shines like an old friend. He thinks of his boy and girl safe. And asleep at home. Back again? He asks. Because we see what it is, right? There's the little cat underneath the truck, construction truck. Garbage trucks line up like circus elephants. And it does kind of look like they are in the moonlight. The moon casts a shadow. And the garbage truck has those little arms that hold up their bins. Yeah. And it almost looks like they're elephants a little bit, don't you think? The excavator bows like a strange giraffe. The backhoe rises like a giant insect. Kind of does look like a great big beetle, doesn't he? A jet glows in the night sky. It says. And all is quiet again. The night watchman feeds the kitten from his own dinner and settles back into the chair. The kitten tickles his nose with her whiskers. I think that this is a kind person. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Mm-hmm. It's very nice of him to have shared his meal, right? Each time the night watchman makes another round, the kitten follows. A crane fly looks like a huge mosquito. A beetle bumps against the yard light. Beep, beep, beep. A night hawk calls out. So at night, there are animals and insects that are alive and making noises and moving, right? Mm-hmm. Not just this cat. The night watchman holds the door open. The kitten isn't there. She's nowhere to be seen. Uh-oh, woof, woof, woof. A dog barks somewhere near. A car races down a street. A rumble, clack, clack. A freight train passes by. The night watchman sits at his desk. He's too worried to read. He catches a moth. It's soft and gentle. He carries it outside. And as he carries it outside, he opens the door again. And, "Where have you been, kitty?" he says. He was worried about the kitten, right? Especially when he heard that dog barking. Because he didn't want the dog to have barked at the cat and scared it away. It's just a little baby cat, a little kitten, right? The moon travels across the sky. The hour hand circles the clock. The night watchman and the kitten work throughout the night. You know what's interesting is sometimes when the man is going to work and he's got lots of work to do, he's lonely, right? He needs somebody else to go with him. But this little kitten, it can't do the job that the man can do, but it can keep him company. And it can maybe catch a few insects that might get out of hand, don't you think? Birds' songs sprinkle the air. It's time for the night watchman to drive home. But this time, he is not alone. Come along, kitty. I know a boy and a girl who will want to give you a name.
And a collar.
And a collar? And sure enough, very last picture we can see, he has come home. Uh-huh. And there is the girl, and there is the boy, and there is the kitty. And I think their family's quite complete now that they've got a pet to take care of. And I bet that cat's gonna have the best life ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, living in a construction site is no place for an animal to call home.
What do you think would happen if, we're on a hike,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, a small, cute little puppy mm-hmm. popped up with no collar, and you picked him up. He was very, very, very hypoallergenic, and he was just a baby, no collar, didn't belong to anybody.
Well, you would have to take him to the animal shelter to make sure he didn't belong to someone. He might have gotten lost.
And when we took him to the animal shelter, the animal shelter guy said, "Nope, belongs to nobody."
Would you want to keep that dog?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it is very nice to have a pet that you take good care of. And it's nice to think about that, isn't it? I'm glad that this man took care of that cat, aren't you? Mm-hmm. I'm glad he took care of this kitten. And that's a wonderful ending to a story, don't you think? Can we all say it together? Are you guys ready?
Sure.
One, two, three. The end.
Or.
Of the book.
Or, oh goodness, you guys.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.